I'm asking all of my listeners, my proud supporters of our courageous men and women in blue, to join me and express your unwavering appreciation for law enforcement. Thin Blue Line USA has stylish apparel, great accessories that make a statement, and flags that fly with pride. They've got everything you need to show your support for law enforcement. Go to thinblueline.usa.com and shop a wide selection of products to show off your patriotism. Use code SID and get 15% off. Stand with me, Sid, and stand with WABC as we honor those who protect and serve. ThinBlueLineUSA.com. Once again, use the code word SID.
Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Oh, God. That was a burp. Yeah, we're going to play Beat Sid. Bernie's out today. And I think Justin has a contestant. They called me back in here. I was already half naked. Come on back in there. Get a contestant. We can't get one. 1-800-848-9222. Pizza can give you $1,000. Well, whatever it is. 50 bucks. Whatever you get. It doesn't matter what you get. God, stop asking. Who am I talking to? You realize, Lewis, that I just literally had an argument and a conversation with myself. We still need a caller because whoever Justin was talking to, he couldn't get it done. 1-800-848-WABC. Your chance to play Beat Sid. Beat me in this Bacocta game that they play every day. 1-800-848-9222. But it's a more well-rounded game, so it's not just the presidential stuff, the historical stuff. This is everything. History, sports, pop culture, entertainment, all of it. So 1-800-848-9222. And eventually we'll play Beat Sid, unless we don't get a caller. I don't know. We had such a great show today that I'm not going to allow this to... All right, Justin's coming in here now. And what am I supposed to do now? Do I get to leave or...
Yeah, now you get out.
Oh, here come the calls.
Now you get out.
This guy's a teacher?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I should leave now?
You should get out.
That's it. Now you don't need to be in there now.
I could leave.
Not only should you get out, you should like get out of here now.
And just say, come back at some point and just go, leave.
Right, we'll find you.
Every phone line is lighting up. How come you couldn't do this? Every single, look at this.
Because they know your voice. So They have to hear your voice, your Sid. But if you keep talking, we're going to waste time.
That's right.
And it's going to screw everything up.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to just get out.
Just get out?
Yeah.
Take your normal walk down the hall. Go talk into someone's office.
I could get some M&Ms right now.
You could.
Yeah.
All right.
Go into Chad's office and talk bad about one of you guys.
All right. Go. There we go.
Jump in naked.
You know, I could talk to Frank about Anne Heche.
Right. No. Funny thing about time, though, is it keeps moving.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So. Justin's in Boston already. Can't wait.
All right, it is Beat Sid today, a Beat Sid version of the Peerless Boilers Beat Bernie contest, sponsored by Peerless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters. Go to peerlessboilers.com or paviliontankless.com for a dealer near you. Peerless Boilers, America's best built boilers. Jeff in Staten Island, who I actually just spoke to on the phone. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. It says you're a teacher, right?
Yes, I'm off for the summer, so hopefully I didn't forget everything that I'm supposed to know to beat Sid.
Well, we're going to find out in just a few seconds here. You think you're ready to go?
I hope so.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Number one, Rob Manfred took over as Major League Baseball commissioner in 2015. Who was the MLB commissioner before Manfred?
Oh, boy. Faye Vincent?
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
Incorrect. Bud Selig would be the correct answer.
Yes.
All good, Jeff. Here we go. Number two, in basketball, catching a pass high in the air near the basket and dunking it is called what play?
An alley-oop.
Jackie Moon in the Tropics came up with that one. One for two.
Whatever that means.
You never seen Semi-Pro?
No, I'll put it on my list, though.
Okay. Yeah, you should.
Okay, well, you're drunk in Boston. I'll watch that.
Okay, good. Number three, here we go, Jeff. One for two. Who was the American track star that won four gold medals in the 1984 Olympics?
Carl Lewis from Willingboro, New Jersey.
All right. Very good. Two for three. You're on a roll. Here we go. Number four. What championship NFL team had a rap music hit in the mid-80s with, quote, the Super Bowl Shuffle?
The Chicago Bears.
Hey, now. I'm bad. Very good. Three for four. Jeff in Staten Island. To go four for five. Number five. What 1980s TV show featured the character Kevin Arnold?
It featured who?
Kevin Arnold.
Kevin Arnold.
That was the character's name, yes.
That was the character's name in the show in the 1980s.
Yes.
Boy. I stopped watching television in 1975.
All right. humble brag.
No, I haven't. Kevin Arnold. I'm looking for the show. Is any clues? A comedy? Something?
No, because I wasn't even close to being alive then.
It's,
so
it's about about a kid growing up in the 60s.
Oh, the Wonder Years.
Okay, he needed a hint.
Oh, I didn't say give him the answer, Lou.
Was that the answer?
I got a hint. Now I feel bad.
Oh.
It's okay.
Four for five.
You got to get that hint in, I guess. But
yeah, I guess we might have.
Okay, fine. He's not even paying attention.
We might withhold it because
I didn't know there was going to be so much sports. Is this because it's
yes.
Sid, you got it on sports.
Yes, right, okay. Indeed.
All right.
But you did great. You did a great job.
I should have gone 5 for 5.
You did a great job, Jeff. We're going to put you on hold here for about a minute or so while Sid goes 0 for 5, and then we'll get you back with him in a couple minutes, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
How many did you get right?
4.
Wow, he played well. Okay.
Yeah, he did play well.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Nope.
All right. Number 1, Rob Manfred took over as Major League Baseball commissioner in 2015. Who was the MLB commissioner before Manfred?
Ooh. Bud Selig. Mm. Miranda Devine's not coming on. She just texted me.
Well, the show's over.
She said sorry.
Yeah. Well, the show's
3 hours over. Ago. She's not.
And Sid, I wish I could. Can't do it today. Stay in touch, won't you, lovely?
Yeah. That's more English than that is Australian.
I don't care, Justin. Yeah. Shut up, get drunk in Boston, and leave me alone.
Mr. Speaker!
Why don't you shut up?
All
the
right.
Chair recognizes Alec.
Oh, the man from Berkshire is a noble fellow. Yes.
He's drunk with his vomit on.
All right. God. All right, you ready for number 2?
Yeah.
1 for 1. In basketball, catching a pass high in the air near the basket and dunking it is called what play?
Alley-oop.
Have you ever seen the movie Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell?
No.
That's a great movie.
That's great. 0 for 2 now you are for that.
Will Ferrell?
Yes.
And great movie. Never go in the same sentence.
That's where you're way wrong.
He made a couple of funny, but every movie was the same. Robbie
Please.
Ray, the car driver.
Please.
Then the football player.
Please.
Then this stupid movie. Then he was an ice skater. It's like, Will, we get it. You're a guy who's not doesn't look like an athlete, and you're trying to play one in a movie. It's not funny. He was good in Wedding Crashers. So, again, I'm sorry, again.
He was like the smallest part in Wedding Crashers.
Very. That's why it was good.
Okay. Here we go. Number 3. Who was the American track star that won 4 gold medals in the 1984 Olympics?
Carl Lewis? My mother upper sings a mean national anthem.
Okay.
Never seen him sing the national anthem. It's like Joe Biden every second.
My God. That was
weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
He sang it at the Nets game, too, I think, Carl Lewis. It was terrible.
Okay. Good for him.
Yeah, he's in semi-pro.
I'm trying to tell you stuff. You learn more stuff about stuff.
Yeah, but I just don't. First of all, 1, I don't have the time. 2, I don't care.
Okay, let's go.
You ready? Number 4. What championship NFL team had a rap music hit in the mid-80s with, quote, the Super Bowl shuffle?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that one's easy.
Too easy. Refrigerator Perry, Walter Payton, Jim McMahon, that great defense, the Chicago Bears. Bye, Bears. You know them. Who did they beat in the Super Bowl that year?
That's a good question.
No, it's not. It's easy. But you're just too young and dumb.
Yeah. You got that right.
The team that they beat, they started at quarterback a guy named Tony Eason, but he was Opus 6, and they put in the veteran Steve Grogan at that point.
Oh, remember Steve Grogan.
Yeah.
This is a dynasty team that became a dynasty team.
They became a dynasty team.
Oh,
Tom Brady.
Patriots.
Right, very good. Yes.
I've actually heard that. I think you told me that before during this game while we were wasting
he
time.
He thinks the whole world started in 1995.
Yeah,
there was no world before that.
It did, obviously.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Number 5. What 1980s TV show featured the character Kevin Arnold? This is for the win.
I had the same jacket until I became a Giant fan when the Jets screwed me over. And that, of course, is the Wonder Years. Hi, Jeff. You know, I'm actually a good friend. Well, you know this. With the father in real life. He's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
He played Lombardi on board. God, you're like so... Everything I say, you're like so disinterested. I understand. You're all pumped up. You're going to Boston.
All right. All right.
You know where his head is right now.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Huh?
He's in the passenger seat of this car, like, half drunk.
Just get out of here.
Are we on the air?
No.
Oh. All right, I'm Justin. Okay, I like host of the game. Goodbye.
You did a really good job. You're great. Yeah. I love you.
Talk to you all on Monday.
Where? Who am I talking to now?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking to Jeff. He's in Staten Island. He's a teacher.
Hey, Jeff, what's up, bro?
Hi, Sid. How are you?
I'm
congratulations.
Okay, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Too many sports questions, though. There should have been more science questions. I'm a science teacher.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
What grade do you teach, Jeff?
I teach sophomores, juniors, some seniors. Susan Wagner High School on Staten Island.
Oh, it's a great school. Of course.
It's a great school. We had a rough year in the media this past year, but it's a
I know.
School.
I'm familiar with this story. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I don't remember. It's been a long time. I went to high school 40-plus years ago. But what is the science curriculum for a sophomore or junior? What do you teach them?
I teach physics, and I teach earth science. And
right.
I've been teaching for 24 years, and next year might be my last year. We'll see, though.
Oh, he sounds such a nice guy. You smoke a lot of weed?
Do I smoke weed?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you got
not.
Come on. You're going to tell me an earth science?
Why do you ask such a question?
Because earth science, I could just see you taking your students out there to, like, Central Park.
You know what? I take them outside all the time. I actually instituted outdoor labs, but there's no weed smoking.
No weed smoking. And what kind of outdoor labs? That interests me. Like, give me
an example. You know what? We live right across street from there's a big Boy Scout camp. It's called Camp it's next to Camp Kaufman. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
It's the largest piece of private property in New York City, I believe. But long story short, it's right next to the school. So I had started taking the students outside during our labs. And it was an interesting experience, to say the least.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, quickly, do you go to Ferry Hawk baseball games?
You know what? I went to the game with WABC, and I said, where's Sid and Bernie?
Oh,
and
good.
I said, where are you guys?
We weren't there. Well, Bernie doesn't make it out much because he's obviously going through a rigorous time.
I know.
And yeah, I had a prior engagement. But we'll be out there. Just keep showing up at the ballpark because we need all of Staten Island to show up and root us on. Okay, pal?
I will.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you. You sound like a really terrific guy, Jeff. So God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
All right. Good luck.
Hey, thank you.
Take
all
care.
Right. All right. We'll come back and wrap things up. Been a great week right after this.
Beat Bernie. Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.